Czech government has approved the closure of 5 embassies within extensive cost-cutting measures in 2010. Police officers and firemen will take to the streets to protest against the Interior Minister's austerity plan. And the Senate has nominated 2 candidates for the post of ombudsman. The Czech government on Wednesday approved the closure of 5 embassies within extensive cost-cutting measures in 2010. The Czech Republic will be closing down its diplomatic missions in Congo, Venezuela, Kenya, Yemen and Costa Rica. The CTK news agency says that the Czech consulate in Bombay, India, may also have to be closed. The planned closure of selected embassies has come under fire from the opposition Social Democrats, who claim it will hurt Czech exports. Originally, the foreign ministry had proposed closing down as many as 10 diplomatic missions. Negotiations are also underway on an embassy-sharing scheme within the Visegrad group of states. Police officers and firemen are planning a joint protest action on September 21st against Interior Minister Radek John's austerity plan. The minister announced earlier this week how he expected the ministry to operate on a smaller budget in 2010. He said the priorities were to save on operational expenditures and investments and decrease pay for police and firemen. Other measures will include cancelling plans for modernising police and fire department buildings and purchasing new equipment. The announcement has met with anger from the ranks of police and firefighters, who claim that the minister lacks experience in the field and has no idea how his proposals will impact the work of the ministry. The Senate on Wednesday nominated 2 candidates for the post of ombudsman, left vacant following the death of Otakar Motel in May of this year. They are former Constitutional Court Judge Pavel Varvarovsky and the head of the Prague Jewish community, František Banaj. President Klaus, who is also entitled to make nominations to the post, on Tuesday proposed the former governor of South Bohemia, Jan Zahradník, and civic activist John Bock. The lower house is to elect a new ombudsman on September 7th. Undercover inspectors at Prague Airport have found that 1 in 2 taxi drivers rip off passengers. The inspection was conducted by City Hall officials in cooperation with City Police, who issued over 200 fines. Czech taxi drivers are notorious for overpricing, with Prague City Hall getting hundreds of complaints about the problem. The trip from Prague Airport to the city centre should cost around 600 crowns. Inspectors say some taxi drivers charge double, and in one case, the requested fee was 5,000 crowns. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days are expected to be warm and sunny, with day temperatures reaching 28 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.